Sechs Abos Perk Vav Mishnah Zayin until Perk Vav Mishnah Yud. Gdoila Torah. Torah is great. Torah is awesome. Shein Senes Chayim La'Iseha, because it gives life to those who perform it, those who observe the Torah and make it the center of their life. The Torah gives them life. Ba'olam Hazeh, both in this world, uva'olam Haba, and for the next world. We refer to Torah in Shemona Esrei as Torah's Chayim, the Torah of life. And it's interesting that whenever the Torah talks about reward for keeping the Torah and the mitzvahs, the Pesukim always talk about physical reward. It will rain, there'll be enough food, we'll be able to live comfortably in Eretz Yisrael. The Torah never actually mentions the reward of Olam Haba, it's always physical rewards. And this is quite strange, because not only is the main reward in the next world in Olam Haba, but the Gemara actually states that Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleka. There is no such thing as receiving reward for your mitzvahs and Torah in this world. Like we learned earlier on in the Masechta, one mitzvah is worth more than all of the pleasures and any benefit you can ever get from this world. So there's not enough in this world to reward you for that one mitzvah. So if that's the case, then why all of the rewards which the Torah talks about, rewards in this world, physical material rewards? And the answer really to both of these questions is that the Torah is not talking about the reward. As a Jew, we believe that there'll be reward and punishment for every mitzvah and chas v'shalom the opposite, which we do in this world, and that will be in Olam Haba. What the Torah is talking about when it says that when you keep the Torah and mitzvahs, everything will be good for you in this world, that's not in terms of a reward. Rather, explains the Maharal, it's a natural consequence. Hashem created the world such that the Torah is supposed to be kept, and the Torah is really what keeps the world going. Like the Nefesh HaChaim famously says that if there was one moment since the Torah was given that there would be nobody in the entire world learning Torah, then all of the universe would be destroyed and cease to exist. Because it's only from the Torah which one learns that the world has the power to keep existing. Be as it may, the more one learns Torah and connects to the Torah, the more perfected his existence in this world will be. And the better, as it were, the world will run in accordance with what he needs. Since the Torah is that which keeps the world going, so a natural consequence in the world when one keeps Torah is that the world sort of works well for him. And it provides exactly what he needs, because when he does what he needs to do, what he is supposed to do, then the world acts accordingly as well and provides for that. And now the Mishnah brings a number of Pesukim to prove the fact that Torah gives life and benefit both in this world and in the next. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Ki chayim heim lemetzayim, the words of Torah are life for those who find them, ulachol basari marpe, and for all of his flesh, the one who finds Torah, the Torah will heal him. V'omer, and the pasuk elsewhere says, Rifus tila sharecha, the Torah will be healing, it will be a source of health for your Sharecha, that's referring to the middle part of your body, the shikoy latzmeisecha, and like marrow for your bones. It will give you strength in this world. V'omer, and the pasuk says, Eitz chayim hi lemachazikim ba. The Torah is a tree of life for those who hold on to it, v'semcheho me'ushar. And those who support it will be glad, they will be happy. V'omer, and another pasuk says, Ki livyas chayin heim lereishecha. Because the Torah is an adornment of charm for your head, and chains for your neck. Torah is an adornment of honor for you, for one who learns it. And the pasuk says, it will place upon your head an adornment of charm, of grace. It will rest upon you a crown of majesty, of splendor. And the pasuk says, long life is at its right, at its left is wealth and honor. The Gemara explains that at its right is referring to those people who learn Torah for the right reasons. So they will receive long life and all of the benefits which the Mishnah is talking about to the full extent. Whereas those who hold on to the Torah on its left, meaning they learn and connect to the Torah but not necessarily for the right reasons, they will receive wealth and honor, but their life won't necessarily be totally pleasant to the full extent, since they're not learning Torah for the right reasons. So around the pasuk says, finally, ki oich yom b'mishnois chayim v'shalom yosifulach, because they will add for you long days and years of life and peace. Mishnah Ches, Rishimon ben Manasseh, Omer Rishimon Rishimon ben Yochai, Rishimon Manasseh says in the name of Rishimon ben Yochai, he's going to give a list of certain qualities, hanoi, beauty, v'akoyach, and strength, and wealth, and honor, and wisdom, and old age. The Haseva, this refers to an even older age. The Habonim, and children, all of these things, which is really a list of more material qualities. Noela tzadikim v'noela olam, they are fit, they are considered something positive for righteous people, and when righteous people have them, when they have these gifts and talents and qualities, then it is considered to be something which is good for the world. The Medrash Shmuel explains that the common denominator between all of these things is that they can be used for the negative, but at the same time, they can be used for the positive. And therefore, when tzaddikim own these qualities, it is something very good for the world because they will be used for the good. And now, once again, the Mishnah is going to bring a number of psukim to prove these ideas. Shenema, as the pasuk says, "Ateres tferes seva." Old age is a crown of majesty. Bederech tzedaka timotzei. It will be found on the path of righteousness, meaning those who are righteous and have old age, that is considered to be a positive quality. The splendor of an old person who has lived a full life of Torah is truly great. The Omer and the pasuk says, "Ateres chachomim ashram." The wealth of wise people is a crown for them. The Omer and the pasuk says, "Ateres zekeinim bnei vonim." A crown for old people is their descendants, their grandchildren. "Ateres bnei mavesam." And the splendor of the children is their fathers, their parents. The Omer and the pasuk says, "Ateres bachurim koicham." The splendor of young boys, young men, is their strength. We see that the pasuk is praising the quality of strength, the hadar zakenim seva, and the glory of old people is their old age. And the pasuk says, v'chofra levono v'shachama, and the moon will be embarrassed, and the sun will be ashamed, ki molach Hashem tzvaka is bar tzion v'yerushalayim, because Hashem will rule on the mountain of Tzion in Yerushalayim. It's talking about when Mashiach will come, and the pasuk ends off, v'neged zaken of kovod, and opposite his old people, the old people who have a connection with Hashem, kovod is honor. And Rishim Menasya adds, Rishim Menasya Omer, Rishim Menasya says, Elu sheva midos, these seven attributes, Shemonu chachom la tzadikim, that the chachomim counted and listed regarding righteous people, that it's good when they have them, kulom niskaimu berebi of Avonov, all of them were fulfilled with Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi and his children. Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi was fantastically wealthy, and he had all of the other qualities as well, says Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. Mishnah Tess, this Mishnah is a story, but the truth is that Barbanel explains that it's not just a story, but really it's the story of every single neshama, every single soul, when they come down to this world. And we'll try to combine the Abarbanel's interpretation as we explain the Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, said Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, Pam achas ha'is mehalich baderech, once I was walking on the path, I was on a journey, and Abarbanel explains that this is a moshel, it's a parable for the neshama, that in this world, the neshama is really on a journey. This is not the home of the neshama, just that it comes down to this world for a few short years of a person's life. Upoga bi odom echod, and a person met me whilst I was walking on my journey, v'nosani shalom, and he greeted me. V'echzaitzilei shalom, and I returned the greetings to him. Omar li, and this person who met me said, Rebbe, my teacher, me'ezem okem atov, from what place are you? Where do you come from? Omar tilai, I said to him, Me'ir g'dolah shal chachom v'shal seif mani. I am from a large city full of wise people, learned people. The Abarbanel says that the theme continues, that the neshama comes from the most holy, exalted place in Shamayim, in heaven, where all of the spiritual beings exist. And it's important that one remind themselves that their true self, which is their neshama, that is the eternal part of him, its real place is in heaven, near to Hashem. Omar li, he said to me, Rebbe, my teacher, Tzenach shetodor imon mimkaimeinu, would you like to live with us in our place? Once the neshama is in this world, there's so many distractions. Everything in this world beckons to him to join them, and to forget about his original home. To forget about the fact that a Jew's neshama comes from right underneath Hashem's throne of glory itself. Forget about all of that, come join us, enjoy this world. And you know what? The distractions in this world promise the neshama, v'anyeten loch elef alofim dinri zahav. I'll give you thousands and thousands of gold coins, avonim tovis, magalyos, and beautiful stones and jewels. The benefits in this world are good. Omar Tiloi, I, Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, said to this person who met me, And according to the Abarbanel, this is what every neshama is supposed to tell his body. This is what our Yetzer HaTov is supposed to tell our physical body. Bani, my son, imata nesini kol kesef azav avonim tovis ma'agolias shba'olam. Even if you give me all of the silver and gold and beautiful stones and jewels in the world, eini dor elabim koim toira. I will only live in a place of toira. I won't forget about my mission in this world to return my neshama to where it came from in a pure, fulfilled state. Lefi, because Shabbashas Petiras Shal Adam, when a person dies, Eim Elav Leila Adam, Le Kesef, Le Zav, Le Avadim Tovis, Rama Goliais, no silver or gold or beautiful stones or jewels will accompany the person, Ela Torah Masim Tovim Bilvad, but only the Torah which he learned and the good deeds which he performed, that is what will accompany him into the next world. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'shalecha Chotancha Isoch, it will guide you when you go on your way, V'shoch B'cha Tishmar Alecha, it will guard over you when you lie down, and when you awaken, it will be your conversation. This is talking about the Torah. V'shalecha Chotancha Isoch, the first part of the three parts of the Pasuk, when it says the Torah will guide you on your way, that's talking about Ba'olam Hazeh in this world. The Torah is our guide for how to live every second of our day. The continuation of the pasuk when it says that it will guard over you when you lie down, that's talking about bakever in the grave, part of the punishment and suffering which a person goes through in the grave, he'll be spared of if he learnt Torah. The Torah will protect him from that. And the third part of the pasuk, bakitzaytzichecha, and when you awaken, it will be your conversation, la'olam haba, that is talking about olam haba. It's talking about when one will be revived at tchias hameisim. When people will come back to life, if indeed he learnt Torah, then he will merit to come back to life, and then his true, total focus will be on Torah. The Chayin Kosev Sefer Tehillim Ayidi Dov Meir Yisrael, and similarly it is written in Sefer Tehillim, which was written by David HaMelech, and the Medrash Shmuel explains that the reason why the Mishnah points out that Tehillim was written by David HaMelech is because this message takes on an even bigger meaning. The pasuk which we're going to quote is Toli Teras Picha Me'al Vizal V'Kesef, that the Torah of your mouth is better and more dear and precious to me even than thousands of gold and silver coins. Now, David HaMelech, almost all of the gold and silver which he managed to get in his life, he gave over as tzedakah and he performed the mitzvahs with that money. And yet his conclusion in Sefer Tehillim was that any word of Torah is more dear to me even than the mitzvahs which I performed with that money that I received. V'omer, the pasuk says, Li'a kesef v'li'a zav n'mashem tzvakos, all of the silver and all of the gold is mine, says Hashem. So anyway, those who get distracted by this world and end up chasing after money, they don't even realize that it's not even their money at all. And indeed, as soon as they are dead, nothing physical goes with them. Alright, Mishnah Yud. Chamisha kinyonim kona HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olamo, Hashem acquired 5 things in his world. Now, of course, Hashem owns everything. He's the master of everything in the world. But the idea which the Mishnah is expressing is that just like when one acquires something, that is a way of expressing that he values it. And in general, it means that he values it more than something else. He's willing to give up on something in order to acquire that. So to the point of the Mishnah is that there are 5 things which Hashem, so to speak, values and shows interest in more than other things. Ve'eluhein, and they are the following. Torah kinyan echad, the Torah is one acquisition. Shmaim va'aretz kinyan echad, the heaven and the earth is one acquisition. Avram kinyan echad, Avram Avinu is one acquisition. Yisrael kinyan echad, the Jewish people. And Beis Hamikdash kinyan echad, the Beis Hamikdash is also valued more than other things by Hashem. And now the Mishnah brings Pesukim to prove all of these. Torah kinyan echad minayin, from where do we know that the Torah is an acquisition of Hashem? Dichsev, as the Pasuk writes, Hashem kanoni reishis darkai. This is the Pasuk in Mishlei where the Torah is speaking, and the Torah says that Hashem created me at the beginning of his way, kedem ifol of me'oz, before his original actions. And the word kanoni, that he made me, also comes from the word kinyan, that he acquired me. Alright, Shemayim v'aretz kinyan echad minayin, from where do we know that the heaven and the earth is one acquisition? Shemayim, as the Pasuk says, Kerma Hashem, so says Hashem, Hashemayim kisi. The heaven is my throne, v'ha'aretz hadoim ragloi, and the earth is my footstool, where I, so to speak, rest my feet whilst I'm sitting on my throne. The point is, Hashem values these places as a place to reside his presence. What house can you build for me? And what place for me to rest? The Omer and the Pasuk says more explicitly, how numerous and vast are your works, Hashem. Kulam b'chachma asisa, everything you made with wisdom, mo'ah ha'aretz kinyonecha, the world, the earth is full of your acquisitions. So we see that the earth is being associated with Hashem's acquisition, and all the more so the heaven, which is Hashem's throne, all the more so that is considered to be an acquisition. Avraham kinyonecha v'nayen. From where do we know that Avraham Avinu is one of Hashem's acquisitions, t'chsiv as the pasuk writes, v'yivarcheu v'yoymar, and he blessed him. This is talking about Malkitzedek, the Malkitzedek who was one of the kings who fought with Avraham Avinu. So after they won the battle, the pasuk says that Malkitzedek blessed Avraham, and he said, Baruch Avraham Kel Elyon, blessed is Avraham who belongs to the Hashem, the one above, Kodesh Mayim V'aretz, that Avraham, so to speak, creates the heaven and the earth, meaning the heaven and the earth was created on some level for the sake of Avraham Avinu. So it follows that if the world itself is an acquisition, then the entire reason why the world was created, Avraham Avinu, that's also going to be an acquisition of Hashem. Alright, fourthly, Yisrael Kedin Echad V'nayin, from where do we know the Jewish people is considered an acquisition of Hashem? Dechsev, as the pasuk says, Ad Yavra Amcha Hashem, until your people, Hashem, pass. Ad Yavra Amzukonisa, until this people pass, this people that you have acquired. So that is also explicitly said in the pasuk. The Omer in the pasuk says, Likdoshim Hashabaritz Hema, for the holy ones which are in the world, the Adirei Kol Cheftzibom, and the mighty ones, all of my desire is in them. Hashem, so to speak, desires us, the Jewish people. He values us more. He's interested in every occurrence of our life. And finally, the Beis Hamikdash, from where do we know that the Beis Hamikdash is considered an acquisition of Hashem? Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Mikdash Hashem, the Mikdash of Hashem, Koinenu Yodecha, your hands formed. V'lomer, the pasuk says, V'yivim el gvul kodshay harizikon zayuminoi, and he brought them to the border of his holy place. This mountain where the Beis Hamikdash was, his right arm acquired it. So we see that the Beis Hamikdash is considered also something which Hashem values more than other things.